Hello and welcome. My name is Greg Martinelli, and this is the Ag Sales Professional Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to make you the best salesperson or sales manager possible in agribusiness. Well, hey, welcome to the 200th blog post here at Ag Sales Professional and about the 100th podcast episode that I've recorded. So if you're new to the Ag Sales Professional program or podcast or blog, you have a lot of reading to catch up on or a lot of listening. So welcome. Today, we're going to talk about one of my favorite subjects, and that's how to better connect with our customers and change the communication game. We're all learning, all trying to learn how to be better communicators. So using DISC in sales, how to use the four personality styles to improve your selling skills. If you're looking for a quick way to improve your selling approach with customers, take a look at the DISC assessment. That's D-I-S-C. Most of us have gone through a personality assessment of some kind in our life. There's Myers-Briggs, Gallup StrengthFinders, and there's hundreds more. They're all good in their own way. However, DISC has its particular advantages for salespeople. First, it's extremely accurate, as most assessments are. If they weren't, personnel departments would not really allow their use in a professional work environment. If you're still not convinced, take one and check it out for yourself. It's amazing how simple questions can help determine your personal style. Is it perfect and correct 100% of the time? Of course not, but it's only as correct as much as you answer the questions consistently. Well, the second factor is it's quick and inexpensive. The actual assessment takes about 15 to 20 minutes. And if you have the time and resources available, I think it's great. Take them all. They all have their advantages. However, if you want a quick read on yourself, your sales team, and your customers, DISC is a great place to start. The inexpensive part makes it possible for larger teams to participate. Well, third, DISC is easy to understand and remember. And this is what makes it possible to actually implement it in your daily life as a salesperson. You know, Myers-Briggs has 16 different personality combinations, and StrengthFinders has 34 themes. Well, that's just too many combinations to even think about, let alone remembering while you're out there in front of a customer. DISC only has four quadrants, which people fall into in varying intensity levels. This is much easier to remember when involved in a busy selling environment. The fourth and most important is that we can apply DISC to our customers. This is what makes it such a valuable sales tool. The other assessments are great for a deeper understanding of ourselves, but only great if you can get your customer to take those assessments and tell you the results. And you know that's not likely going to happen. But with an understanding of DISC, we can observe our customers' workspace, their communication, and their behaviors to determine which quadrant they might be in. The word choices alone a customer makes are often clear indicators of their DISC profile. And for all those reasons, I added it to my sales workshops with a lot of positive results. It's a new way to look at an old skill of communication. A short training session and a one-page sheet help salespeople understand how to better connect with their customers. This method also allows them to use it in their daily selling life. The pace of life as a salesperson is extremely busy. We need a quick reminder of how to structure our sales calls to be more effective. So let's get to it. How do I use DISC in sales? Well, the first step is to understand our own style. How do you show up to your customers? Are you a data cruncher, a social bug, a quiet observer, or a leading force? And the next step is for you to understand that customers don't want you to treat them as you want to be treated. If you are a data cruncher, great. Your customer doesn't care. They only care about your spectacular data if they too are data crunchers. If not, you can easily alienate them with your multicolored Excel spreadsheets and pivot tables. Well, the next step is figuring out your customer's DISC profile. So now that you know yours, now you got to try to figure out what your customer's profile is. And to do that takes some practice. And while your accuracy gets better over time, it's never perfect. And one reason is that some people have very dominant DISC profiles, and some are maybe a little closer to the center, to the middle. When someone is very strong in one profile, it's easier to identify and sell to that style. Well, the final step is to modify your sales approach based on your customer's disc style. And I emphasize customer's disc style. When we discuss this in workshops, I'm often asked if this is being fake or insincere. You know, salespeople say, hey, Greg, I want to be honest and open with my customers so they know the real me. Well, that's great, but not relevant to how your customer wants to be sold to. You are not changing the information, nor preventing yourself from being genuine. You are simply putting the information together and communicating it in the best way for your customer to understand it and receive that message. And that certainly allows you to be genuine and honest and open with your customer. Let me give you an example. Calling on a long-term customer once, I knew he was being heavily prospected by my competition. Thinking that I needed to step up my game, I went all out on data and information. Never in the 12 years prior had I done anything like this with him. I went there with charts and graphs and even pictures. I wanted him to know that I wasn't taking his business for granted and that there was real science behind why my products were better. Well, after a few minutes, he pushed all my papers back across the table and said, Greg, that's why I buy from you. I don't want to know all this, but I sure hope you do. When stressed, I had resorted to my quadrant of the world and forgot to think about my customer's disc style. Well, we moved on at lunch that day, and we never spoke again about digestible amino acids and the process which poultry use to transfer nutrients across the gut wall. I mean, who wouldn't want to see pictures and graphs of that at a lunch meeting? Well, one question that I'm often asked is which style of disc is best for sales? And I will tell you it this way, and this is off script. I know I didn't write this in the blog, but it's on the podcast episode here. And that is this. It doesn't matter what you are. So if you read or if you listen to this episode, you understand it's all about your customer's disc profile. So the best, very best salespeople come from all four of the quadrants. But the very best salespeople are the ones that I call it selling from the center of the crosshairs. They can very quickly identify and empathize with the customer's disc style and then sell, approach them, communicate in the way that they want the customer wants to be communicated with. So if that customer's in the D style, they give them a lot of control. If they're in the I, they make sure that the products and services that they offer allow for the customer to have a lot of influence. These are the steps that make a good salesperson, not whether they're all the way in one quadrant or the other. It's their flexibility to move between the quadrants
that makes them such a great or effective salesperson.
I hope today's podcast helped you on your journey to be the best ag sales professional you can be. You can always access more blog articles, podcasts, and other training opportunities on my website at www.gregmartinelli.net. That's www.gregmartinelli.net. Thank you and have a great day.